Dozens of people came out yesterday to hear the results of a community survey they took about the biggest problems facing Monroe Avenue today in Rochester, and to also share some solutions they came up with. But 1,000 people took the survey. 15% say, yes, Monroe Ave is totally safe. Most likely, those 15% saying it live on the opposite side of the city.
150%.
Over 68% agree that Monroe Avenue is ready to support new local businesses. But, I mean, they would like to see public safety improved. There's no point in opening new businesses.
Just for it to get smashed in. And no one's going to want to open a business there. Sorry.
Not right now, especially with these statistics. But this person says, I took the survey because Monroe Avenue is not as safe as it used to be. I got my leg broken by criminals just last year. It said Lisa Jacks, the owner of Park Avenue Pets. And she shared her feedback on possible solutions to the crime happening on Monroe Avenue. Revitalizing Monroe Avenue pretty much begins and ends with having the Monroe Theater occupied with a business where people go in and out all day long, and it is a vital part of the avenue instead of a boarded up derelict hole in the avenue with junkies and homeless and drug dealers, she said. She's very passionate about the topic. And, you know, roughly 100 people were at the coalition meeting, including neighbors, business owners, clergy, police, city council members. Everyone was there, and they came together to celebrate the positive results from the survey, but also are looking to improve the negatives. And one of those huge negatives is a lack of public safety. But the coalition will hold its next meeting, which is going to be a brainstorming session on December 2nd. And the coalition also plans to apply for grants to bring more money into the neighborhood. Same thing they did with like Main Street there, where they're trying to get rid of that eyesore at the corner and revitalize it. They want to do the same thing Monroe Avenue. And it's needed.
Yeah.
It's, I don't know if you've driven down there at 2 a.m. Where do we used to go after the bars?
I definitely wouldn't do that.
Mark's Texas Hots? That's on Monroe Ave, right?
I definitely wouldn't do that. I don't know. I don't really go down Monroe Ave that much. So
you should start.
No, I'm so good on that.
You would bring such a vessel of white light to the area.
I'm so good. No, thanks.
So we'll see what happens with that. But they are looking to put their heads together and collectively make Monroe Avenue a better place. Coming up on the
Let's
show.
Let's make Monroe Ave great again.
We have a woman by the name of Carla who's going to be calling in on the show to give a little PSA on why allowing your child to go trick-or-treating is the worst thing you can do for your kid. These are her views, not ours. She texted in yesterday after the show, demanded we share this. We said, no, you can do it, though. And I get holidays may not be everyone's cup of tea.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason she's giving on why this holiday needs to be put to a stop, I just find it so bizarre. But we'll get her on the phone with us coming up next on PXY. It's PXY Mornings. You got Moose and Breezy here. Thank you guys for starting the morning off with us. Carla is officially on the phone now. Long story short, she sent us a text message after the show yesterday and says Halloween and trick-or-treating should be canceled. And you two need to let people know. And of course, we said, absolutely not. For one, we love Halloween. And two, if you think it's such a terrible holiday, then you should call us up and tell us why yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Which she agreed to do. Let's get around with us. Hi, Carla. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
What's the vibe here? Because we got your message yesterday or your text from after the show. I'm glad you decided to be the one to come on and share how you're feeling about Halloween, because these are not the views of Breezy and I.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you, I am not trying to be one of those crazy listeners, because God knows you guys have your fair share.
We sure
but,
do.
I did want to come on and just share with parents that this whole Halloween trick-or-treating thing, it's just getting so ridiculous more and more and more every year.
Okay.
You know, Halloween was created for consumers to buy more candy and plastic, right?
I don't know any of
the- We understand this, that it contributes to the environmental crisis.
Well,
I feel like everything does, but yeah, go on.
I'm a fan of Reese's or 100 grand.
Well, it's also kind of a demonic and offensive holiday, especially if you're Catholic. Okay, I have been baptized.
Same.
And the whole nine, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now,
confirmed.
Look at all of these unhealthy kids today. We've got that going too, right? The kids that are just fat and the parents are walking around and they're wondering, why is their kid a diabetic?
Well, that's just one night out of the year.
Okay, Carla.
I don't think Halloween one night out of the year contributes to the obesity factor that's taking place in this country.
The kids aren't turning diabetic on November 1.
They're walking around going door to door begging for candy, and they fill these pillowcases to the brim. They don't eat it all in one day.
Of course not.
You know?
No.
I live in Pittsford, and God forbid I close my blinds and shut the lights off because I don't want to participate in this. Now, I have to peek out my window all night waiting for some kid idiot to start egging my house.
Has that happened before to you?
Well, not yet, but it's bound to happen.
Okay, Carla.
Well, with that attitude, Carla, sure.
Yeah, you're definitely, that's called divine intervention, but okay, continue.
Have you, by the way, Carla, have you always felt this way about Halloween? Like, when did this start? Did you as a kid ever go trick-or-treating?
Yeah, when I was a kid, we participated a little, but this has just become so out of hand. And honestly, it is such a stupid holiday. I started a Facebook group about it. Oh. More and more people are agreeing with me. Kids today, they are tired, they are fat, and a lot of it has to do with Halloween. So
I don't know. I just hear a very negative person. That's all I hear, Carla.
I don't know why this affects you so deeply. Maybe it's because you never won a costume contest as a young lattice, but maybe not. I don't know.
I mean, you think that's it? Do you think you're just bitter from your past Halloween experiences?
Look, only God can judge me. You want to judge me? That's your business.
Listen, we just want to know why. You're the one that decided you wanted to call in and take a crap on Halloween and every kid that participates in it. When it's one night a year, what is the big deal?
Right.
You're giving kids some candy.
I have to lose sleep to make some other kid fat?
How much sleep are you losing?
What are you talking about?
What are you going to bed at 6 p.m.?
I didn't say that you have to agree with me.
No, I don't think many people do. So I don't know.
Okay. A lot of people are fat.
Well, okay.
Okay, you sound very fat phobic right now. So I'm concerned about your stance
You sound like you're calling names right now.
No, we're not, Carla. That's not what we're doing. But first of all, you called into our show. You're talking about how much you hate Halloween, and I'm still baffled over here trying to figure out how it affects you so deeply. Like, it just doesn't make any sense. And then you're bringing God and religion into it. Like, God's not third mic right now. Like, what are we doing?
It's just that when you texted us yesterday, you were very, very adamant about sharing your views on Halloween. And we said, we're not going to say it for you. If you want to come on the show, you can do it yourself, what you're doing. So there's going to be a little bit of backlash, not just from us, from everybody listening, Carla. Don't get me wrong. Yes, you are 100% entitled to your opinion and your views on any holiday. That's fine. But to go on and just start bashing kids for being fat and blaming Halloween on the obese epidemic, I just disagree with it.
Well, you are entitled to your opinion, and I'm entitled to mine.
Okay, that's Carla.
Well, I don't know if you heard this, but we are collectively here at the radio station, along with the town of Pittsford. We've been sending out proposed bills to county elected officials to introduce a new bill to make it mandatory, where Halloween is not just one night during the month of October, Carla, but every night for all 31 days.
You are so full of it, your eyes are probably brown.
Oh, my gosh. Talk about demonic. All right, Carla. Yeah, he kind of is. But nevertheless, thank you so much for the insight this morning. Really just it set me up for a good day.
I just want to let you know, Carla, we have a woman by the name of Michelle texting in. And she says, it's always the people who are the loneliest and the most oppressed who want to ruin the fun for everyone, especially with kids.
If making kids unhealthy makes me not fun, then I'm all right with that.
All right.
Okay, Carla.
Well, we do appreciate you caring for about these kids' health. And that's the silver lining here.
Thank you.
All right, Carla. Thanks for calling in. I hope you have a good Halloween.
And have a good day yourself. And parents out there, do better by your kids.
Okay, Carla. All right.
Thanks, Carla.
Bye.
Sounds like she needs a Snickers.
Yeah. She really pumped me up this morning.
You're not you when you're hungry, Carla. Damn.
It's kind of early for that. Sorry, everyone.
Wow. Okay, she's absolutely triggered. So, there's that.
A listener said, Moose and Breezy, I too live in Pittsford. Can you please let me know where this woman lives? I have about 75 kids in my neighborhood, and we would love to collectively head to this woman's house to do trick-or-treating tomorrow evening. Thanks. This lady sucks. Just because she's not interested in the holiday, all of a sudden we need to cancel it because she's under the impression that all the kids in this country are obese because of one night out of the year where they eat candy. Give me
a
break.
I'm super confused. She thinks everyone turns diabetic November 1, so... I'm like, that's simply not how science works, but okay.
It's like, that was
wild. Take a biology class.
I mean, man, what's going on in Pittsburgh, huh?
I don't think it's Pittsburgh. I think it's just Carla. And also, like, go out of, like, go somewhere. Go to dinner or something. Just make yourself not available.
She's just...
I'm not leaving my house.
All I picture is this older woman peeking through the blinds all night.
Literally. All night.
Waiting for her house to get egg.
Damn kids.
All right.
I'm like, how many times has your house actually been egg? She's like, well, none yet, but like, it's coming for sure.
It's definitely probably coming, yeah. 98 PXY.